Hello everybody, it's Lily here once again. Today I chose to talk on a topic which, if you hear about it first, it actually sounds very vast, but I have actually narrowed it down to 7 little tips, and that is tips on how to be successful. Over the years, what I have realized is that the most obvious way to be successful is not the only way to be successful actually. It's not all just about advancing your career or making more money or having a bigger house. I have learned and realized that there are actually many different ways to be successful, and in this episode I want to share with you some of those different ways and some really easy, simple little things that you can do to become more successful in each of these different aspects of your life. Alright? So starting out, let's talk about that most common one that people think of when they think of being more successful, and that is making more money. If you want to be more successful in this way and make more money, then an easy little thing that you can do is to learn a new skill. You see, your current income level is not something that is set or predetermined. It's really the result of the skills that you have and what you're able to offer to an employer, if you're quote-unquote employed, or to your clients, if you're self-employed or running your own business or working in your own company. So if you can learn a new valuable skill, you can actually set up a path for yourself that leads towards more success. And that can even be something very small, because the main thing is learning a very specific skill that will make you more valuable to whoever you're providing value to. If you can do that, then you can increase your income and make more money. All right? Moving on, a very different way that you can be more successful in life is by increasing your connections or improving your connections. This can really help to improve your status. Now, we all know that the most obvious way and the easiest way to do this is by networking or meeting new people and making sure that you're spending time meeting up with people who are really adding to your life, providing value to you, and you can provide value to them as well. Now, I do understand that if you're an introvert, or even if not an introvert, but if you're just not a full-time social person who's mingling and having fun in social gatherings most of the time, you know, the little geeky type that I am, then this might be a little bit out of your comfort zone and you might find it difficult to make new connections for the most part of your daily routine. So I want to let you know that you can still do this even if you just do it in the easiest way possible, which is networking online. Okay? You can meet people in Facebook groups or forums online that are focused on specific activities that you enjoy or focused on people who have a similar career as you. Okay? You know, there are all sorts of different forums for everything these days that you can possibly think of. Just think of the type of people that you really want to meet, find a group of those people, start interacting with them inside the group, and then be willing and be ready to take it a step further than that, and which is, you know, to meet them for a virtual coffee or maybe even to meet up in real life, right? Now, the next way or the next tip that I have for you that you can use to be more successful in life is to improve your relationships. I would actually argue that this is one of the most important ways to be successful. And this is different than networking or improving your connections. You see, here I'm talking about strengthening your personal relationships, your emotional connections with the people whom you love, and increasing the amount and the quality of love in your life. You see, the quality of close and personal relationships that we have in our lives really has the biggest impact on our mindset, on the vibe that we give out to the world, on our inner peace, and also on our stamina or ability to want to do more for ourselves as well as for the world. It's almost as if we cannot perform or we cannot focus on anything if our relationships are too messed up. Now, I'll be talking on this in more detail in another episode because this is actually a long topic in and of itself, but I just want to mention quickly that the easiest way to improve on this aspect of your life is to simply set aside some dedicated time to spend with the people you love. It doesn't necessarily have to be a lot of time. It's more about being intentional about it, making sure that it gets on your calendar so that it really happens, and that when you're spending time with these people, you are actually spending dedicated and committed time with them. You're not being distracted by your cell phone or even by TV, but really just spending time with them or doing something with them, just talking to them, because that is what's going to have the biggest impact on your relationships, right? Okay, let's move forward. Now, the fourth way that you can be more successful is by improving your flexibility, your freedom, and your control over your own life and your schedule. This is one that personally I find is very important to my well-being. It's just something that's really important to me, but I'll admit that it's something that can be difficult to take a small step towards achieving. So, here's one way that you can do that. Start by budgeting so that you can save some money every month and eventually invest it into an asset that will earn you money. This can, over time, earn you that freedom that you really want. You see, many people these days, they live on paycheck to paycheck, spending absolutely everything they earn every single month, even working themselves into debt, and all that really does is add more liabilities or add more stuff into your life, stuff that continues to cost you money and waste your time. So instead, if you can set aside some money every single month and eventually you can invest it into something that will actually earn you money, you can set yourself towards a little bit of financial flexibility that would eventually direct you towards the path of financial freedom. Now, another way that you can be more successful is by having physical wealth, which means by being healthier. I'm sure that you can think of a lot of easy ways on your own that you can become healthier. Everything from making healthier choices as to which foods you eat or choosing to move your body a little bit more every day. You know, there are really so many different options over here, and I'm also sure that you've heard of a lot of good advice as well, and plenty of these steps that you can take are actually very small. So my tip for you here would be to not be afraid of taking a tiny little step in this aspect. Have you heard about the compound effect or the Japanese principle of Kaizen? Because these are two different things that you can use to really motivate yourself to take tiny little steps that will eventually lead you to the big changes that will really impact on your health. So for example, if you know that you need to exercise more, but you're not really motivated enough to go to the gym or to train for a marathon, you see, then all you need to do is just be content and be satisfied with just putting on your shoes and taking a walk around the block. You know that that's not going to dramatically change your health right now, but it is a positive step in the right direction and it can get you off the couch, start moving, so that the next day you actually feel more like moving more, okay, and so on and so forth. Right, now tip number 6 on becoming more successful is happiness. Or if really happiness is put in other words, it's gratefulness or being in a positive state of mind. I think that many people would argue that being happy or being in a positive state of mind really is the most important way that you can be successful. And of course, there are many things that you can do to work on improving your mood. Everything from scheduling time to activities that you really enjoy, or to working on improving your connections, or spending time with the people you love. And these are all points that we already talked about. But my tiny little tip on this point for you today is to change the questions that you normally ask yourself. You see, sometimes when you're in a difficult situation, it can be really hard to look for the positive. It might seem like everything about it is bad or hard, and you can only focus on those things, you see, on only the negative things. So in this kind of situations, instead of trying to find the positive, here's something easier that you can do. Just ask yourself a different question, a more positive question. Instead of asking yourself what's hard about the situation, or what's annoying you about some person, or, you know, why is this so hard, or why is this happening to me? Instead, ask yourself questions like, what can I learn from this situation? What is there good about this situation? What positive thing can happen out of all that I'm going through? Or what is it that I like about this person? What are this person's positive character traits? Whatever questions you ask yourself, your mind is going to naturally start looking for the answers to. And so, if you ask yourself positive questions, then you'll naturally start noticing the positive things about the situation. And believe me, this technique really works. It always works for me, and it has worked every time I have advised this to any of my friends as well. So next time you find yourself stuck in a situation that's full of trouble or tension, just try this out. Now to wrap this all up, let's talk about another more outward type of success, which is advancing your career. Okay, so of course you could advance your career by learning new skills or even by asking for a raise, but the most effective thing that I think you could do to advance your career would be to sit down with your manager or talk with your clients and ask them directly what they really want from you. Ask them, what is it that you can do to become the best employee or to become invaluable to a client you're speaking to? Because once you hear from them exactly what they're looking for from you, then you'll be able to meet their expectations in a much better way. You see, instead of just learning skills that you hope will advance your career, you'll be able to learn exactly the right skills, or maybe you need to do the same task that you've already been doing, but in a slightly different way to make your manager or your client a lot more satisfied with the work that you're doing. So this way, you can advance your career and probably even get your income increased. Right? So these were my 7 tips on how to become more successful in life. And at the end, I want to say that if you really want to be as successful in life as possible, then I think that there are 2 things that are very important to keep in mind. One is that success is made up of a lot of different things. It's not all just about advancing your career or making connections. You actually need to be successful in each one of these different areas of your life to some degree if you want to be truly overall successful. But the other thing almost runs directly contrary to this, and that is that different types of success have different types of importance to different people. So it's really important that you think about which of these types of success is the most meaningful to you, and you focus your attention over there. You'll be able to make the most progress and have the biggest impact on your levels of success if you do focus on one area of success, at least for a period of time. So what you need to ask yourself first is, which of these types of success is the most important for me at this point in my life? Alright? Well, that's all for today's episode, and I'll talk to you again soon in the next episode. Have a great day.